Hey guys, welcome back to the Wisdom and Stuff podcast. I'm your host, Daryl Boucher, and this is where we cut through the Christianese and tradition-based thoughts that hinder us from the limitless lifestyles that we as actual children of God are designed to walk in. So let's go ahead and dive into the Word and see what the Holy Spirit has for us today. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. It's a good day. Welcome back to Wisdom and Stuff with Daryl Boucher. And this is such a great day. You know, this is the day the Lord has made. And Jesus is Lord. That means that love is Lord, means goodness is Lord, means that justice is Lord. It means that He's Lord, which means that those are the things which govern the day. You know, that doesn't mean that He is a dictator over today. It just means that there is the availability of Him governing today. And that's why we get to rejoice and we get to be glad in it and we get to steward and partner with His Lordship through rejoicing. You know, we literally get to get up each day and literally rejoice in Him. And as we do that, our spirits allow his Lordship to begin to govern the atmosphere through our rejoicing. So it's a good day. It's the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice. We're going to be glad in it, and we're not just going to grit our teeth and bear it. We're going to actually stand up and be partners of heaven today and allow heaven to come into the earth through us today. And we begin by rejoicing. We begin by not allowing this, maybe a negative circumstance or maybe even the boredom of everyday existence to tell us what's going on. No, the kingdom is here. We have to repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand, and life is here, and joy is here, and it's not something that happens to us, it's something that happens through us, and we get to choose that today. We get to choose life and not death, praise God. And it's the power of the tongue, so why don't we just rejoice and let the power of God flow through our mouth today, and let our mouths do what they're designed to do, which is steward the kingdom of God, praise God. So anyway, today, I want to get into something today. And this is something I guess it was about 3 or 4 years ago, and I may have addressed this at times here and there, but it was just something that really kind of marked a time when the Lord was dealing with me about it. And this is right before we moved to Colorado. We were getting ready to move to Colorado. And, we were in the preparations for that, and there's just journeys. When God has you to do something, you know, it's a journey. It is. It's a time of preparation for your heart. It's a time of preparation for your faith. It's a time of you just learning how to trust God at a higher level. And it doesn't. It's not because it's necessarily going to be hard. It's because He wants us to go to another level. And so He doesn't really want us to do things from our own ability leaning on the arm of the flesh. He wants us to do things that require faith, that require our relationship with Him. He wants to show how big He is in us through the journey that we walk. And so with that, though, I was getting ready. We were getting ready to move. We knew the Lord had led us to Colorado. Didn't really know. I mean, we obviously had some things that He had told us, but we didn't know, where we were going to live. We didn't know what we were going to do necessarily. Obviously, I'm in ministry, so we knew that it was part of the ministry. But we really didn't have hardly any answers. And that's always a real fun place to be, isn't it? Because we didn't have hardly any of the answers, it didn't really matter, what people asked us because we didn't know. But as I was preparing one time in prayer and just praying into the move and stuff, the Lord asked me this question. He said, how kind are you going to let me be to you? And I allowed that just to soak in, because we need to meditate these things God speaks to us. And He said, how kind are you going to let me be to you? And it really just began to resonate. If you ask me something like that, it's because, number one, it's because He wants to be kind to me. But number two, it's because, I choose how much kindness I receive. And number three, it implies that I haven't allowed Him to be as kind as He wants to be. And so I just began to kind of study this out, and I did a little series on kindness. I'm not sure if it's on the podcast yet or not, but if it's not, I'll get it on there. But I did like a 3 or 4 part series on just receiving God's kindness, and so I just wanted to touch on that a little bit here in the next maybe podcast or two. But just understanding that when we're talking about kindness, we're talking about something that is really foreign to a lot of people. In Ephesians chapter 2, by the hand of Paul, the Holy Spirit was writing, and he's talking about what Jesus did through the death, burial, and resurrection. And it says here in verse 6, it says, "And he has raised us up together, and he made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." Praise God for that. He raised us up together. That's past tense. "And he has made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." So where Jesus is seated, that's where we are seated. Praise God. And then it says, verse 7, "So that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus." This is, "For by grace you're saved through faith, not of yourselves. It's the gift of God." So here he says something. He says that that one of the main reasons why he went through all that he went through, one of the main reasons why he was on the cross and suffer all those things, we know it was to take our sins. We know that it was so that we can become the righteous of God in Christ Jesus. We know so we could have communion with him and fellowship with him. But one of the main reasons for all of that happening, it says here, "so that in the ages to come," which starts right now, "he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus." It says that his grace, the avenue that grace flows and the avenue that he wants it to flow is through kindness. That God did all of this so that he could show a level of kindness that we couldn't receive otherwise. Kindness is such an interesting thing. When I begin to really begin to study this and just pray into it, because when God asked me, "How kind are you going to let me be to you?" that really challenged me, because you think you've let God be kind to you. Obviously, you know, if you're saved, if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, if you've received things from God, you really believe that you've let God be kind to you. But he's infinite, and so his kindness is infinite. And so just really walking this out, I just want us to, over the next couple podcasts, I just really want us to dig into, what does it mean to let God be kind to us? What does it mean where we actually allow things to be given to us solely based on God's kindness? And this is something that can really be a struggle. Like when God asked me that, he goes, how kind are you going to let me be to you? That really did, I guess, just make me aware that I hadn't allowed him to be as kind as he wants to be. And it began to show me that there's things that get in the way of us receiving his kindness. And he took everything out of the way on the spiritual level. He took sin out of the way. He of course, defeated the devil. He took our past out of the way. He made us new creations. He made us, righteous of God in Christ Jesus. And now there's nothing in the way. Now what we have to do is learn how to receive kindness. And this is something that's huge. Now, I don't remember when this was, but this was before, quite a bit before. I mean, I think it was maybe a year or two before he asked me about this. I remember I was just cleaning the kitchen up and just kind of doing whatever. And I don't even remember the context of it. I just remember there was somebody that I was going to do something for. And I don't know, I was going to maybe, I don't know, take him to dinner or give him a gift or give him a gift card or something like this. I don't remember what it was, but there was something I was going to do for this person. And as I was cleaning up the kitchen, not that it matters, I was cleaning up the kitchen, but that's just the context I remember this in. I was cleaning up the kitchen, and I was thinking about, just doing something for somebody, and I was thinking, my logic side of the brain, that side of me that sometimes likes to have a voice, it was saying, well, why would you do that? You don't owe them anything. They haven't done anything special. In fact, obviously there's things that everybody can improve in. There's things that they could do that could definitely, be better, whatever. So why would you do these things? There's nothing that they're doing that's warranting doing something special and blessing them in this way. And so this logic part of my brain is just kind of like just having this conversation, this narrative in my mind about why I would do this. And then as that narrative is going on in my mind, the Lord speaks to me and he said, or you could do it just because you're kind. And I literally stopped. I was by the stove. I was wiping the stove down. I stopped. And out of my mouth, I said, I could do that. I could just do it because I'm kind. You know, and then of course the scriptures came to me just talking about that you know, obviously God is kind, but it says that kindness is part of the fruit of the Spirit, right? And so the fruit of the Spirit's in us. And it says, you know, the love is kind. You know, there's a kindness about love. And so anyway, I was thinking on that, I was thinking, oh yeah, I could just do it just because I'm kind. And when that came out of my mouth, suddenly there was a deeper understanding of kindness. Because kindness is not pity. Kindness is not where I see somebody who needs something and blesses them. Kindness, of course, it comes from, you know, the root word kindness. You know, it's obviously comes from the word kin, K-I-N, you know, kind. And the word kin and kind, you know, they go hand in hand. It just simply means, it talks about a nature that's in somebody. And so, you know, God said in Genesis that everything would produce after its own kind, right? So, talking about kin, that's where we get the word kin from, where, okay, this is, you know, if something's reproducing after its own kind, there's a nature, you know, obviously kangaroos, they have more kangaroos, and it's because they're going to reproduce after their own kind. So they have a nature, they have a DNA of a kangaroo, and they don't have to try to produce kangaroos. They will reproduce after their own kind, and so their kind is their nature, their kind is their DNA. The kind is what actually makes them up, and actually that kind is what makes them unique and sets them apart from other things that are their kind. So it's like, you know, you have an octopus that is the kind, it's an octopus. That's its kind. A kangaroo, that's its kind. And so the fact that it carries a uniqueness in kind means that is it's a separate unique thing. So it carries a nature that makes it what it is. And it carries a DNA that makes it what it is. And its nature and its DNA produce characteristics that on the outward we can see. And when those characteristics come out, then we know, you know, that, oh, it has eight legs, it's an octopus, you know, it hops around, it's a kangaroo, whatever. But that's the kind, okay? And so when we're talking about kindness, we're talking about the purest form of a manifestation of a nature. That's what really kindness is. The kindness, when we're talking, you know, obviously in our vernacular, we think of kindness as, you know, people doing good things for other people. You know, people doing nice things for other people. And that's all good and true. There's nothing wrong with that. But we have to realize where it comes from. And so when God is talking about kindness, he's talking about the ability to actually manifest his nature at the purest level. And there in Ephesians, let me read it again. In Ephesians in chapter 2, and he says in verse 6, "And he's raised us up together, and he made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved, through faith, and not of yourselves, as a gift of God." So here he's saying, you know, that grace, once again, it flows through kindness. Kindness is the manifestation. Kindness is what allows things to manifest. Kindness is the channel by which things manifest. And so kindness comes from the nature of God himself. Now before, this tells me that, once again, even though we know he did good things for the children of Israel, he did good things for his people and those who walked in faith all the way through the word. He, you know, he makes it rain on the just and the unjust. We know that he is good, and he's no respecter of persons. But at the same time, it's the people that actually determine how much they receive from him. And he just wants us to be able to receive more. And so what he did was, through Christ, he knew the only way that we would actually receive the riches, it says the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through the ages to come. Now it says, the only way we'd receive that is if he actually made us in his likeness and his image through Christ Jesus in a place of the new creation. That's the only way that we would receive it at the level he wants to give it out. So for 4,000 years, roughly, He was unable to express his kindness the way he wanted to, because he knew man wouldn't receive it. So, because if man still has such a sin consciousness where they still think that they're slaves, or say, I mean, he even tried to talk to them on the mountain, and they're like, no, if we hear him, we're going to die. You know, Moses, you go talk for us. He couldn't even talk to him. He couldn't even talk to his kids. Could you imagine if you can't even talk to your kids? If your kids feel such separation from you that every time you even talk to them, they freak out? And every time you, and so what he would do in the Old Testament is like, he just sent an angel, right? He sent an angel to talk to people. And what would they do? They'd freak out. And the angel would have to say, "Fear not, I'm from the Lord." So it's like, you know, no matter what he tried to express to them, they would freak out. And yet, you know, all he wants to do is commune. All he wants to do is actually show his kindness. He wants to show his nature and what his nature looks like in such a highly expressed form. And he says, "I want to show my kindness." Now, the difference in this is that, you know, in the Old Testament, they would receive blessing, and we know that the blessing had to do with the covenant that God made with Abraham, and he made other covenants with Noah and with David and different ones like this, but ultimately, it was through the Abrahamic covenant that he built up his nation of Israel and was able to bless them, but that was based on a covenant that was still limited by how many, you know, things they sacrificed or how many laws they kept or how many things they did or didn't do, and so they were still receiving based on a reciprocation. In other words, they would do this and then they would receive this. And that was that's limiting God. God wants to give only because he's God. He wants to express himself. It's like so when I was in my kitchen and the Lord talked to me about being kind, then I realized, oh man, kindness, the moment that I walk in kindness is the moment that what that person is about to receive has nothing to do with their behavior. It only has to do with my nature. The moment that I actually express kindness to somebody, the moment I do that, it's not about reciprocation. It's not about, you know, some kind of response or reaction to their behavior. It's not about me, you know, measuring them on a scale of goodness and saying, "Oh, yep, they've done this thing, so therefore they're worthy of this," you know, or me saying, "Well, they did this bad thing, so therefore they don't get this." That's not kindness. The moment that it's kindness is the moment that they are no longer, that my actions are not predicated on their actions. My actions now are solely predicated on the nature in me to be kind. It is my nature that I want to express things, you know? And obviously, you know, we do this with our kids. We do this, you know, with obviously the people in our families and our friends where, you know, I just go and do things, you know, and Rachel realized that right away that I pay attention to things that you know she says and different people say because I want to show them kindness. I want to do things for them, you know, when it's not a special occasion, when it's not, you know, when it's not whatever. It's just an act of kindness. And acts of kindness can really kind of like almost like catch people off guard. Because we're so used to a works-based system, we're so used to an exchange-based system. We're so used to a wage-based system that we're used to receiving based on our merits. And so when somebody does something kind to us, we're like, well, okay, why don't I, you know, even, and I'm not saying like, you know, this is not always under bad intent, but I'm just saying it can be if it goes on. Like, you know, I used to be, let me just tell on myself. I used to be terrible at receiving, like if somebody wanted to buy me a meal. I was not good at that at all. I would be like, no. I'll buy your meal. I'll buy this meal. I'll buy that. I'll do this. I'll do that. You know, and I would resist them from really paying for a meal for me. And this happened. I mean, it went on for a few years until finally one day, you know, I was really resisting it. I was like, no, I got it. And I left that situation. And the Lord just spoke to me and said, "Why are you stopping them from receiving the blessing of actually being kind to you or reaching out to you?" And I'm like, wow, I was being so selfish by not letting them pay because I was not allowing them to show forth the goodness of God. I was not allowing them to be a blessing to me. And now suddenly my own, you know, ability to pay for my lunch got in the way of them walking in a higher blessing because I wouldn't let them bless me. And so after that, I was like, okay, I guess I'll start receiving. And you know what? The first few times, it was kind of tough because my pride really was in the way, and I didn't want to receive anything, you know, freely. And then I'd make sure I'm like, oh, I'll get the next one. And nothing wrong with saying that. Nothing wrong with doing that, of course, because I do want to bless people. But it shouldn't come from a place of let me pay you back for that, or I you know, now I owe you something, or you know, you're only giving me this because I'm going to give you something later. See, none of that is kindness. That is not the nature of kindness. That's the nature of works and a wage-based system. And yet God wants to be kind to us. He wants to be so kind to us that everything we receive, it comes from kindness. Where we get to that place that in our narrative, if there's something that we believe we need in this life, if there's something that we just want in this life, if there's something that we need to receive or that we believe we just want or desire, let it be about God's kindness. Let it actually first be about His kindness. You know, not about our obedience, nor not about, you know, what am I doing to be worthy of this, or what am I doing to, you know, or the reason why I'm worthy of this is because of da 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 da. I know it's by the blood of Jesus, but you understand the blood made the way for His kindness. He wanted me to be kind. He wanted to be kind to me, and obviously His kindness flows through me too. But He wants to be kind to me. He wants to be kind to you. You know, and so. Real close, before we close, I want us to just pray into this, because we need to open up our eyes and find out, how kind does God want to be, and how kind are we letting Him be? And so with that, Father, we just thank You. We thank You for today. And we just thank You, Lord God. You said here in Your word in Ephesians that You did all these things. You actually seated us in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. You set us far above everything else so that You could actually flow Your kindness to us. And so I just thank You, Lord God, the first thing I want to do, Father God, is just hand over areas of our life that we've been trying to work for things. Hand over areas of our life that we've been trying to just be good enough, and we've been trying to take it from, we've been trying to make it into a wage instead of allowing You just to be kind. Instead of allowing You just to show us Your nature, we've been making it about our obedience or our spirituality or about, you know, whatever we're doing or not doing. And Father, I just thank You, Lord God, that we can just repent for having an exchange-based mentality and realizing that You want to give us gifts. Father God, that the gift of God is eternal life. So the wages of sin is death. That's in the law of sin and death is wages. But the gift of God is eternal life. That You want to operate by gifts. And we allow You to give us gifts. We allow You to give us things that we can't even ask or imagine. Well, Father God, we just allow You to be kind to us. That's been Your heart's cry. Ever since, Father God, man was created, you literally wanted to be kind to us. And so we just allow You to be kind. We allow You to be kind over our families. We allow You to be kind, Father God, over our marriages. We allow You to be kind, Father God, over our gifts and callings and over our health and our finances. We just allow Your kindness, Father God, to be so exuberant over us that people can look on us and know that we are favored by God. And we just thank You that You can get all the glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for joining us today on Wisdom and Stuff. Don't forget to subscribe to get new updates and check out our podcast page on Podbean to find all our previous posts and full-length messages. We'll see you next time and have a blessed day.